election campaign formally began on the 19th of April, we have attempted to meet with all of the candidates who are on the ballot in my riding of Vancouver Kensington. This morning, I'm joined on the line by the Green Party candidate, Cody Matheson. Incidentally, I will be revealing whom I'll vote for and why, endorsing a candidate in my column here on the commentary, probably later this weekend. Cody Matheson is a 22-year-old recent graduate from UBC, receiving his Bachelor of Commerce in Real Estate and International Business with a minor in Chinese language. Please welcome to the commentary.ca, Cody Matheson. Good morning, Mr. Matheson.
Hi, Joe.
Thanks for joining us. Why are you running, and what was it about the Green Party that attracted you to run for them?
Basically, I'm running because one reason is that I feel that young people are underrepresented in this government, and as I go around and I talk to young people, they tell me that they don't really care about the political process and that their views and opinions aren't really expressed in that political process, and I think that as a young candidate, I can offer a viable alternative that young people can empathize with more and feel more connected to, and can also inspire young people not only to vote, but to also become involved in that process. And another thing that is that, as a student, I feel that the Campbell government has been totally ignorant of the needs of students and of the value of investing in post-secondary education, and education at all levels, for that matter, and I think that the Green Party offers a valuable chance for me to express the desire of students to see tuition fees reduced and to see more grants put in place, which have been canceled by the Campbell government.
You talked about the lack of engagement for youth or for young people, and I had Get Your Vote on yesterday. They're targeting 18 to 34-year-olds.
Right.
Does your youth and inexperience, though, does that hinder or is that a negative for your campaign, do you think?
I think, unfortunately, some people could perceive that, but I don't think it's the case at all, and if I felt that I wasn't competent or qualified to be running, then I wouldn't do so, and it's certainly taken time and money on my part, and if it wasn't worthwhile, then I wouldn't want to do that. I think it's unfortunate that people perceive that you have to be in your 40s or 50s and have an established political record or a long-term career to be eligible to run in the legislature or for parliament. And another reason for the campaign is that I want to dispel that notion, and I think that I'm at least as deserving as a chance to be involved in the legislature as either the other three candidates in this riding.
What is it about the so-called establishment parties, the Liberals and the NDP, that turns you off from them and why you went to the Greens?
A couple reasons. I think what we see every election cycle is that we waste so much energy and resources just swinging back and forth between left and right and never really moving forward in our province and never really establishing a clear vision. And that's what I think the Green Party does offer. And in terms of the established parties, I'm sorry to say, but I don't think that these parties give much freedom to their members to express their views or the views of their constituents for fear that it wouldn't go along with the party line. And both of these parties have vested interest either in big business or labor because of the enormous contributions from the two, and are afraid to put in policies that could jeopardize the financial backing of either of those organizations. And the Green Party, because it's a grassroots party and because it's not holding to either of those large interests or block voting, actually gives its candidates the opportunity to voice the concerns of the people around them and their own opinions.
Has the party emerged from being merely a one-issue party?
I think previously there was a perception that it was a one-issue party, and it did grow about as a reaction to the lack of focus in terms of the environment in our government. But our party is certainly a full-platform party. We talk about issues ranging from education, healthcare, environment, sustainable energy, economy, elder care. There's any number of issues that we talk about, and it really has moved beyond just a one-issue party. And something that I really want to focus on is getting that message out to people and letting them realize that the Green Party is a viable alternative for government, and that it's not just focused on the environment, but that it's actually capable of running and does have a balanced platform.
And it's not just a left-wing party, right?
No, absolutely not. I think if I had to put it on a political spectrum, I'd probably put it in the center. But I don't think the Green Party really fits into that kind of paradigm. I think we're more concerned about sustainability, whether it's social, economic, or environmental for our province. And that doesn't necessarily come down to left or right-wing traditional political ideology. And I think there are people in the party that represent a pretty wide spectrum of ideologies, but like I said, the focus of the party is on future focus and sustainability for our province, and that really doesn't fit in the old idea of left versus right.
Now, you live in Vancouver, Kensington, do you not?
That's right.
Do you think it's important for whoever represents this riding to live in the riding?
I think it is, and I think it's very disappointing that the Liberal candidate does not live here, and I'd say he probably, just from what I've heard from talking to people, he's seldom available for people to contact him, and I think that's really unfortunate. And even in the leaders' debate, or the all-candidates debate last night, he fielded a question from a member of this riding, and he didn't even want to answer it. He deferred it to the health minister. And I think that's just a representation of how the Liberals, or at least that candidate, have viewed their constituencies, and it's more of a source of votes rather than a place where they can be involved in their community and actually respond to and represent the concerns of the people in that riding. And I know that all of the other three candidates do live here, and it's unfortunate that Mr. Wong has chosen to run here, even though he does not have residence here. He actually lives on the North Shore.
We met on Wednesday of last week at the all candidates meeting at the seniors home there, and just in observing the debate, one could say that between yourself, Mr. Boylan of the People's Front, Chudnovsky of the NDP, that you were united in the sense that you were opposed to some of the Campbell Liberal agenda and to Patrick Wong's re-election. Are you worried that a vote split could happen between your party and the NDP, and thus the Liberals get in again?
Not really. I think there's a couple problems with that statement. The first is that votes don't actually belong to any of the parties, and that every party has to earn every vote that they get. And it's unfair to say that Greens steal votes from NDP. By the same token, I could argue that the NDP steals votes from the Greens, or that the Liberals steal votes from the NDP. Another statistic that I use to counter that is that Green Party, our research shows that 40% of our votes come from people who used to vote Liberal, 40% come from people who used to vote NDP, and 30% of our votes come from people who wouldn't vote at all because they felt that their views weren't really adequately expressed by either of the two major parties. So I don't think that it really comes down to an issue of vote splitting. I think it comes down to candidates representing something that people choose, and unfortunately the nature of our electoral system is that people often have to vote against the party they don't want in power because they feel helpless to vote for the party that they do want to see in power because of the single member plurality system that we have here, and for that reason I am campaigning in favor of single transferable vote.
We talked about this yesterday. Your leader was on this interview segment on the 18th of April, and she did not state a position on STV. You are. Is that a contradiction to your party? Or
no, the party platform is very clear that candidates are free to take a position either for or against BC STV. I've chosen to, along with a number of my Green Party colleagues, take a position in favor, and I believe that position represents a desire on a lot of people's part to see our electoral system change so that the vote is actually more representative of the political choices of people. And I think it would be unfortunate to see us wind up with the same system all over again, where a party that is chosen by 51% of the population can occupy 100% of the seats in the legislature. And I think that kind of unequal, unrepresentational voting is a thing of the past, and our province is due for a change.
Talk to me about some of the issues that you're campaigning for in this campaign. What are the concerns of the population in Kensington as you talk to them as you're on the stump?
Well, Kensington is a very, very ordinary working class riding. It doesn't deal with a lot of poverty, but it also doesn't have an enormous wealthy population. And I think people are really just looking for an improvement to the quality of life of residents in this community, in this province. And I think part of that is reinvesting our province's wealth back into community programs like healthcare and education and social housing, and also providing services for people where they need it. As you know, Vancouver-Kensington is a very multicultural neighborhood, and we have a lot of immigrant population. And what we've seen is not all of the funds that are devoted by the federal government to orienting or educating new immigrants are actually devoted to that. And that's especially disappointing, considering that Mr. Wong is the secretary or junior minister for multiculturalism and immigrant services. And I think people here are starting to take notice of the cutbacks in those programs and starting to see the government less concerned with the people of this province and more concerned with how the province looks on its ledger books. And hopefully they'll respond to that on May 17th.
Back to this vote-splitting thing. The ND people say that if you are opposed to the Liberal government, that if you have been hurt by these cuts, that they are the logical choice. How do you respond to that, and how do you convince people otherwise that the Greens are a viable option?
Well, I'd say if they've been hurt by the NDP, that the Greens are a viable choice. And really, if you take a look at the records of either of the two parties, you'll see that there's just a legacy of gross mismanagement on the part of the NDP and a legacy of a total lack of compassion or caring for marginalized and disenfranchised people on the part of the Liberal government. And really, the Green Party represents a viable alternative to that if people aren't satisfied with the mismanagement or the lack of compassion for either of these two parties.
When you talk to constituents in your campaign, do you find that the environment is a particularly an issue that they're interested in Kensington?
It's definitely not the number one issue, but it's not something that people feel totally ignorant of. Especially younger people, they do feel concerned about the environment, and I think part of that is that they see the path that we're on, and they don't want it to be squandered or ruined for future generations. But really, the priorities of people in this area, it's an urban area, it's very dense populated, focus more on programs like healthcare, education, social housing, public transit, and less on say, park create or species preservation.
So the argument that the NDP would be the guardians of the environment doesn't wash for you, right?
Absolutely not.
Talk to me about other plans that you have should you be elected.
How do you mean?
Like in terms of education. You talked about education earlier, having just graduated. That has to be a concern in the riding, is it?
Absolutely. I've already been asked if I was in government, what would be the first thing I do? And I feel very strongly about moving forward on tuition fee reductions for all levels of post-secondary education. And I think this is a concrete way of our government and our province showing that we do care about young people and their futures, and that the people of this province are an investment and not an expense. And to continue raising tuition fees like the Liberals have done just shows a very short-sighted view of our province and our economy. And really, if we continue along the path that we're on now, we won't see the same kind of prosperity. If our young people can't afford access to education, access to trades, places in college or universities, medical schools, these are all very important for people across the board, regardless of their political affiliation. And so I feel very passionately about tuition reductions and reinstating the grants program that's been canceled. Another thing that our party's been very clear about is our commitment to build both long-term care beds and to build social housing units. We've seen an increase in homelessness over the past few years. We see a 3 to 5 year waiting list for families to get into social housing, and there's such a shortfall, an acute shortfall, in both these areas, and these are really pressing concerns that our party wants to address as soon as possible.
One of the things that I've noticed in observing politics these last 10 years or so is that under both governments, public transportation still is a concern and a problem. What's the green solution?
Well, the green solution is to see money invested in more effective public transportation systems. And what we've seen is a commitment of over $1 billion to the widening of the Trans-Canada and to the RAV line. And when you look at it, the benefit from these commitments is pretty minimal when considering the enormous cost associated with it. And really, we could see a lot more benefit reaped by simply investing in more buses so that we can have more frequent, more widespread, more reliable service. And this isn't just for Vancouver. This is across the province and communities where there is an obvious need for public transit. And for myself, I don't drive. I ride the bus. And it's not very affordable. And what we've seen in the transit price increase over the last year is that a lot of people feel like they have to make other sacrifices just to stay mobile in their community. And transportation is such an important part of people's lives. And it's really unfortunate that we've seen money devoted to more headline-grabbing projects like RAV or the twinning of the highway or the bridge, and less towards concrete solutions that would help everyday people all over the city and not just in two particular transit corridors. And unfortunately, the benefits of these expansions have yet to be proven.
What does your polling say? I read polls myself, and I see them both from left-wing agencies and right-wing agencies, and they talk about Kensington being a horse race between the Liberal and the NDP. I'm sure constituents in the riding feel that way in a week before the vote. How do you convince them that voting for you and voting for the Green Party is not wasting a vote?
I think it comes down to the fundamental issue of what is voting. And really what voting is expressing your preference for one political party or ideology. And it shouldn't have to come down to a strategic vote to try and vote for someone that you don't really care for in order to keep the person that you care even less for out of office. And I would counter that by saying to people that if they don't vote for what they agree with, then they're never going to see a party in government that they can actually support and agree with. And unfortunately, like I said, the nature of our electoral system is such that people feel that they have to vote in this kind of strategic, bipolar way. I'd like to see that changed, and that's why I'm campaigning for BCSTV. And it's unfortunate that I've met so many people that say, I would vote for you, but I just don't want to see the Liberals in government, so I'm voting NDP this year. And that's really unfortunate, and I think it speaks to the sorry state of our electoral system at this point.
Cody, thanks so much for joining us today, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your campaign to talk to me and my listeners, and good luck to you and the rest of the campaign.
My pleasure.
Cody Matheson is the Green Party candidate in the riding of Vancouver Kensington. Incidentally, Cody, are you still there?
I am.
How can people contact you, or do you have an office up, or is there a website?
They can go to the Green Party website, and through that they can get a hold of me via email, or you can also give me a phone call at 604-736-2976, and I'd be happy to talk to you. If not, you can come down and visit me at my house on 49th Avenue. Anyone is welcome to come by and talk to me. I really appreciate the feedback and support.
GreenParty.bc.ca is the website. Cody Matheson's been my guest here on the Commentary.ca. I'm Joseph Plunham.